This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
STTMEGA.com is the website address. And as we said, these bundle packages, which are available to everyone, you buy two, you get one free automatically. You buy three, you get two free automatically. You buy five, you get five free automatically. And then in addition, we'll give away 10 free at the top of each of the hours this morning. And then May 21st, someone's going to win $100,000. Now, Amy, I know this isn't quite as exciting as being on, Family Feud or some of the other things you do in your spare time. But we appreciate you being with us. Thank you. And how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm great. I'm actually great. And oh gosh, it's so interesting to think about the first Mega Raffle 26 years ago. It seems like yesterday.
Yeah, I remember. I distinctly, my memory is sitting in, I don't even know what the meeting was for, at the Convention and Visitors Bureau in their boardroom. We had that big table, and Kemper Wilcutt explaining this whole concept about selling the tickets and they're giving away a house.
Yeah. You know, I got hired halfway through the process. So I started like in February, March, and the drawing was in July. And it was a house, and it was like never before done in our community. And you know, but I had the greatest development committee. I mean, you know, Kevin was a part of that. We had Tuna. We had Skeffington. We had Pat Dawson, my brother Matt. I mean, there were so many powerful guys and women behind it, and it was just so exciting. And 26 years ago, and it's still going strong. So it's been such a great fundraiser for St. Teresa High School. And it's so needed.
You know, after those meetings, we used to go over to Curly's.
That surprises absolutely no one at all.
That's why you had perfect attendance at every meeting.
We did, didn't we?
Yes, we did have a lot of fun.
It was such a fun group. I tell you what, the concept was so rare and so unique. And we had to guarantee 2,600 tickets sold. And if we didn't sell 2,600, it was going to be a 50-50. Well, we were at 2,500, and we couldn't get over that plateau. And I went to the school board and asked them, just guarantee the prizes. They guaranteed the prizes. We sold out in 8 days. It was the most exciting 8 days. It was crazy.
And talk to me a little bit, Amy. We just talked to your brother a few minutes ago, but this money is absolutely essential to operating St. Teresa High School.
It is. You know, tuition can't cover the cost of what it really costs to educate a kid at St. Teresa. And so we've been so fortunate with strong supporters in the community. And this is a great way to support St. Teresa High School, to support the parochial education system, and to give that viable option. It's such a great school. I'm telling you, they do so many wonderful things, and so many of their kids go to college and are successful. And, you know, so many of them stay here in town. If you look at the strong base of community and St. Teresa supporters who are alumni, who are community leaders in this community, it's really a great benefit to this community. And it's so needed to help meet the costs for a daily students' activities and education.
Hey, yeah, you mentioned the grade schools. Just quickly, Kevin, you can, with every ticket, you can designate $10 of your ticket to be donated to Holy Family or St. Pat's or Our Lady of Lourdes. So don't forget that when you buy your tickets, you can pick if you want a particular school to get that money.
And Kevin, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just, you know, when you were talking about the tuition, you're right. The tuition only covers 75% of what it costs to educate a student. But that's because the school and the school board keeps the tuition down, so it's affordable. Anywhere else to get a college prep education like this, you would pay twice what you pay at St. Teresa, in St. Louis or Chicago.
It's so true. Even our surrounding cities like Springfield, you know, their Catholic high schools are so much more expensive. But, you know, we do a great job at St. Teresa High School with fundraisers and trying to raise money to help offset the tuition costs. But it's really important to keep it affordable so we can keep the school viable and going and continue on into the future.
Yeah, and even as affordable as it is, Amy, there's still a lot of kids who get financial assistance and scholarship aid, which, again, points back to why this fundraiser is so important. And for folks out there that just want to win $100,000, they don't have to care about any of that. Buy a ticket. You don't need to. You just want to win $100,000. Just do it out of greed. That's fine. The money will still spend the same way. 217-875-7950 is the telephone number. So, Amy, you know, as you've gone through this community for so many years and served in so many ways and so many capacities, now you're the executive director of Macon Resources and you do your own fundraising. Are you just constantly surprised at how generous this community is?
Brian, I love this community, and I get so aggravated when people look at the negatives. I tell you, this is such a can-do community, and if there's a need, everyone jumps in and gets it done. And there's so many positive examples of this in community, and it's everyone. It's every time there's a fundraiser, people are always generous to help with time or their talents or their money. And this is a great one, like you said, Brian, though. If you don't have to be a St. Teresa person. If you want to win $100,000 or one of the other great prizes, this is a great opportunity. Your odds are so much better than the lottery. So pitch in and buy a ticket, get a win, and it's a win for everyone.
Amy, if you win, what would you get for $100,000?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
If you win, what would you get with your $100,000?
Oh, I probably would help my kids out as much as I could. You know, I'm at that stage in life where they have, you know, they have families and get to help them and help them with their kids in Catholic education.
Yeah, I agree with you. It used to be I wanted to buy a Corvette. But now I think I'm paying for my grandkids' high school education at St. Teresa.
It is true. And it is true. And that's where that stage now. And, you know, $100,000, excuse me, can go a long way.
All right, Amy, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Amy Bleefnik, Executive Director of Macon Resources, started the very first mega raffle, was involved from day one or midway through day one, also a St. T alum.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.